whittling down the.
Former quarterback, put Alex's interception.
Well, yeah.
How difficult it is.
It's tough to do, and in this league, and in all the different defenses and disguises that you're seeing in the secondary nowadays, and fire zone blitzes, and guys are coming from all over the place. So, for him to be able to take care of the football like he does, is a tremendous feat. You know, he studies so hard during the week too that he knows our offense. He knows where to go with the football, even during blitzes, even if they don't blitz, they play man or zone. So he's very well rehearsed when it comes to that, and he's got a knack for either throwing it away or using his legs to run, and that's been helpful with him too in the lack of interceptions.
And you've got to be a little bit lucky.
A little bit. He's got great vision too, you know, sees the field well. Sure, you got to have, you know, luck. You can't have a lot of tip passes and things like that at the line of scrimmage because those can turn into turnovers for you. But a little bit on that side, on your side, helps you a little bit, yeah.
What was your PR in that department? Five passes?
Probably one, no. Yeah. That's a curveball.
Doug, with Travis, there were a couple plays that hit on Sunday that almost seemed to define the good and the bad of him with the fumble, but then also it's sort of maybe that same mindset that made that big play on third and six. I just wondered how much does one take away from the other, and how much can you get that refined?
You know what? It doesn't, because it's one play. That's been our focus, I think, all year. That's when that happened before the half. You know, one thing as a coordinator, you know, I feel like it's part of my job to go to him and say, listen, we're going to keep coming to you. It's not like we're going to not come to you. You're one of our leaders, you know, and you saw on that third down play and then the 2-point conversion and, you know, the trust that Alex has with him. So one play doesn't define you either way. And with him, he's going to give you a handful of those. And you know that. But yet it's not going to discourage you from continuing to throw him the football.
That's the interesting thing, I guess, is at some point you have to recognize that it's all part of the same mentality in him.
Exactly. And you're going to take the good with the bad, and that's with any player you have. And with him, there's so much good and upside that one play doesn't define you. And you know, he shakes it off. He's mad. We're all kind of frustrated at the time. But, you know, we're still going to go to him and give him the football as much as we can later on in the game.
Is it wrong to say you're just going to have to accept that you're going to have an occasional fumble from him?
Well, it happens with anybody that touches the ball as much as he does. It could be, again, it could go back to the quarterback position. He touches the ball every time, the running back position. Anybody that handles the football, there's always that possibility. And you also know going into the game, too, you know, especially that game, the Raiders, Woodson, they're ball hawk guys. They're strippers. They're going to go rip the ball out. You see it on tape. So you kind of have to know that going into the game as well and just protect against it.
What does he have to do to have better ball security?
Oh, it's just, you know, it's the same old thing. It's high and tight. It's, you know, it's the ball leverage in his arm. He's got to be aware that they strip the ball. Got to know the game situation, you know, in that moment of the game. And a lot of times that's where you see the fumble. There's the occasional, they're just going to tackle and hit the ball, which happens, which is kind of a freak deal. But it's those that go in and try to pull it out are the times that you really have to protect it. You see Spencer and the running backs kind of go two hands over the top when they're going through the line of scrimmage. So just being aware of that and understanding what the defense is trying to do.
Would you have preferred he gone to the right than got out of bounds?
Well, in that situation, we were in a two-minute drill, and you'd love for him to get out of bounds. You know, he already got the first down, but, you know, he's aggressive, and he wants to get as much out of the play as he could, but it was just unfortunate.
When you look at where this team sits right now, and you're fifth in the league in scoring points, seventh best yardage-wise, running game, 7-5, control your destiny as far as the playoff goes, and then you look at everything that's happened with your offensive line, are you surprised?
It's pretty amazing, isn't it? Especially in the National Football League. And, you know, give credit to, again, Coach Heck and Eugene Chung and the guys up front for just kind of grinding this thing out, you know, with the adversity that they've been faced with. And, you know, I think it's just been a one-game mentality with us. You know, we were at one point probably the lowest of the low when we were sitting at 1-5. And, we, you know, the only way to dig out of that hole is one game. And we really didn't matter It didn't matter at the time who was playing, you know, running back by committee, offensive lines getting shuffled around, you know, moving receivers around a little bit. So the guys have really embraced that well, and it's really an attribute to the guys that are playing that they're not going to let a couple of little things, you know, worry them or get in the way of where they, you know, where they want to go.
When you're on the sideline conversing while the defense is on the field, and you look out and you see a center who's starting his first NFL game at a position he didn't play, and then you have a left guard who's never played guard before, does that affect your thinking at all, or you just keep going forward?
You just keep going forward. You know, they're so well coached. They get a ton of reps during the week. You know, Zach has played center in preseason games before. He has a little experience there. And I think just his awareness and understanding what we're trying to get done, keeping the game plan. It sort of falls back on me as the coordinator and coaches that we got to keep the game plan relatively simple for them. So there's not a lot of checks and calls for those guys, and just let them go play. And you don't worry about who's out there.
Andy said this week that sometimes when he's in a slump, he called plays, that he'll just kind of give you the steering wheel and the keys to the machine. How often does that happen?
It's not very often, but there's been times this year that he's allowed me to do that. And, you know, I think he and I are so well connected, you know, and as the offensive staff is, that, you know, I think he has that trust and confidence that he can do that. And I know that with him, too, it's a way to kind of, you know, view the game without calling the play for a series or two. And then he gets right back on it. But, you know, he's one of the best play callers in the National Football League, and he's not in slumps very often.
Last one. Is it a case where he'll come to you with that just when stuff isn't working, or is it maybe you're having a good day offensively and he'll still come and say, hey, Doug?
Yeah, you know, it's a little of both, but I would say that sometimes it's more of a change-up, you know. If you get in the course of the game and you feel like maybe the D coordinator has a beat on you, that you just change up, whether you're moving the ball or not. And you know, you get it from a different set of eyes. And he's, you know, he's given the faith and trust in me to do that. And we get a lot of input throughout the game anyway. And it's just sometimes a change of pace for a defensive coordinator.
So even when he's calling plays, I mean, are you in his ear saying, hey, Andy, think about this?
Usually when we're on offense, there's not a lot of communication that way, but between series on the sideline or from the guys upstairs, that there's dialogue going on that you know, certain plays can kind of get lost on your play sheet, and you're reminded, you know, that, hey, this might be pretty good in this situation. And a lot of it, too, is predicated on how the defense is playing at that particular time, you know, how they're scheming you up in certain personnel groups and formations, and then we get ideas and suggestions and put another series together for the next drive.
You like go to him and say, hey, Andy, it's not working for you today?
No, I just wait for that tap on the shoulder, but no, I don't do that.